October 23, 1902. Methods of Labor. Ellen G. White. The Lord is soon to come. The angels are holding the four winds in order that God's people may do their long-neglected work. We are not half awake to what might be done in our world. The work moves slowly because the truth has not yet taken full possession of the men engaged in the ministry. Our ministers need to arouse and set in operation lines of work that will give the warning message to those who have never heard the truth. Let them plan and study as to the best way of removing prejudice and reaching the hearts of the people. Present truth has almost lost its power because of the way in which it has been handled. House-to-house work is one very successful way of reaching souls, but it is not the only way that God has provided for the advancement of His work. Decided proclamations of truth are to be made, but in regard to this line of work, I am instructed to say to our people, be guarded. In bearing the message, make no personal thrusts at other churches, not even the Roman Catholic Church. In the different denominations, angels of God see many who can be reached only by the greatest caution. Therefore, let us be careful of our words. Let not our ministers follow their own impulses in denouncing and exposing the mysteries of iniquity. Upon these themes, often silence is eloquence. Many are deceived. Speak the truth in tones and words of love. Let Christ be exalted. Keep to the affirmative of truth. Never leave the straight path God has marked out for the purpose of giving someone a thrust. That thrust may do much harm and no good. It may quench conviction in many minds. Let the truth tell the story of the inconsistency of those in error. People cannot be expected to see at once the advantage of truth over the error they have cherished. The best way to expose the fallacy of error is to present the evidences of truth. This is the greatest rebuke that can be given to error. Dispel the cloud of darkness resting on minds by reflecting the bright light of the Sun of Righteousness. You may have opportunity to speak to other churches. In improving these opportunities, remember the words of the Savior. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Do not arouse the malignity of the enemy by making denunciatory speeches. Thus you would close doors against the entrance of truth. Clear-cut messages are to be borne, but guard against arousing antagonism. Restrain all harsh expressions. There are many souls to be saved. In word and deed, be wise unto salvation, representing Christ to all with whom you come in contact. Let all see that your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and goodwill to men. Wonderful are the results we shall see if we enter the work imbued with the Spirit of Christ. If we carry the word forward in righteousness, mercy, and love, help will come in our necessity. Truth will triumph and bear away the victory. The work for the lower classes. God's servants are not to exhaust their time and strength in working, especially for those whose whole lifetime has been devoted to the service of Satan, till the entire being is corrupted. As the outcasts come, and they will come, as they came to Christ, we are to forbid them not. We are to reach out to them a helping hand. But God calls for workers to reach those of the higher classes, who, if converted, could in turn work for those of their own standing. He desires to see converted talent and converted influence in the ministry enlisted in His service. The Lord is working upon men and women of talent and influence, leading them to connect with those who are giving the last message of mercy to the world. A mistake has been made in setting young men and young women at work in the slums of our great cities. Few will be saved as a result of this work. The Lord desires to see an altogether different condition of things. Much of the time and means spent for the uplifting of those who, through self-indulgence, have fallen to the lowest depths of evil has been thrown away. Some do accept the truth and show forth in the life true conversion. But very few of those who have given themselves to evil, whose life has been spent in intemperance, ever learn to represent Christ.
Had the money and talent so largely spent in trying to reach the lower classes been spent in taking the truth with special tact to the higher classes, many would have been added to the church of such as should be saved. God desires His servants to labor for those men and women who have fallen low, but in no case are they to neglect those who, if converted, would be a blessing, not a curse, to the world. The Lord has shown me that our work is to bring into the truth those who will be producers as well as consumers. There are men of talent and influence who are longing for something they have not yet received. Let the truth, in its simplicity, be presented to them. If converted, they would exert a powerful influence for the truth. God has men whom He will call into His service, men who will not carry forward the work in the lifeless way in which it has been carried forward in the past. Many who have not yet heard the message to be given to the world have learned the meaning of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Men will come into the truth who will work with earnestness and zeal, tact and understanding. Let none discourage these zealous workers. In some things, they will make some mistakes and will need to be corrected and instructed. But have not men who have been longer in the truth made mistakes and needed correction and instruction? When they made mistakes, the Lord did not cast them off, but healed them and strengthened them, presenting them with His banner to hold aloft. God selects His messengers and gives them His message, and He says, "Forbid them not." New methods must be introduced. God's people must awaken to the necessity of the time in which they are living. The work in our cities. Christ said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." He knew that when the Holy Spirit should be poured out on the disciples, the harvest of His seed-sowing would be reaped. Thousands would be converted in a day. To us, as surely as to the disciples of that time, Christ speaks these words. Time is passing, and the Lord calls upon the workers in all lines of His work to lift up their eyes and behold the fields all ripe for the harvest. Our workers are not branching out as they should in their efforts. Our leading men are not awake to the work that must yet be accomplished. When I think of the cities in which so little work has been done, in which there are so many thousands to be warned of the soon coming of the Savior, I feel an intensity of desire to see men and women going forth to the work in the power of the Spirit, filled with Christ's love for perishing souls. The heathen in the cities at our doors have been strangely neglected. Organized effort should be made to save them. We are now to work to convert the heathen who are in the midst of us, those who are living within the shadow of our doors. A new song is to be put in their mouths, and they are to go forth to impart to others now in darkness the light of the third angel's message. We all need to be wide awake that, as the way opens, we may advance the work in the large cities. We are far behind in following the light given us to enter the cities and erect memorials for God. Step by step, we are to lead souls into the full light of truth. Many are longing for spiritual food. We are to continue working until a church is organized and a humble house of worship built. I am greatly encouraged to believe that many persons not of our faith will help considerably by their means. The light given me is that in many places, especially in the great cities of America, help will be given by such persons. Our workers laboring in cities should read carefully the 10th and 11th chapters of Hebrews and appropriate to themselves the instruction that this scripture contains. The 11th chapter is a record of the experiences of the faithful. Those who undertake to work for God in our cities must go forward in faith, doing their very best. As they watch and work and pray, God will hear and answer their petitions. They will obtain an experience that will be invaluable to them in their after work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
My mind is deeply stirred. In every city there is work to be done. Laborers are to go into our large cities and hold camp meetings. In these meetings, the very best talent is to be used, that the truth may be proclaimed with power. Men of varied talents are to be brought in. One man has not all the gifts required for the work. To make a camp meeting successful, several workers are needed. No one man should feel it his prerogative to do all the important work. If in the camp meetings held in our cities, the speakers are careful in all they say, hearts will be reached as the truth is proclaimed in the power of the Spirit. The love of Christ received into the heart will banish the love of error. The love and benevolence manifested in the life of Christ are to be manifested in the lives of those who work for Him. The earnest, untiring activity that marked His life is to mark their lives. The character of the Christian is to be a reproduction of the character of Christ. There is need of camp meetings like those held in the early stages of the work, camp meetings separate from the business work of the conference. At a camp meeting, the workers should be free to put forth efforts to give the knowledge of the truth to those who attend from the outside. At our camp meetings, there should be a restaurant where the poor can obtain wholesome, well-prepared food as cheaply as possible. There should also be another restaurant in which food is especially prepared for the education of outsiders, where they may see a representation of health reform diet. This line of work is not to be looked upon as separate and distinct from other lines of camp meeting work. Each line of God's work is closely related with every other line, and while the different lines are distinct, they are to advance in perfect harmony. "Curse ye, Meraz," said the angel of the Lord. "Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Let the indifferent ones arouse and act their part in the work of the Lord, lest this curse be spoken against them. Let all who can give themselves to the long-neglected work in our cities, a work that has been looked at and then passed by on the other side, as the wounded man was passed by the priest and Levite. Take up the work in the cities wholeheartedly, intelligently, unselfishly." Evangelistic Canvassers. Canvassing for our publications is an important and most profitable line of evangelistic work.
Our publications can go to places where meetings cannot be held. In such places, the faithful evangelistic canvasser takes the place of the living preacher. I feel very sorry that the books which should be finding ready sale are lying on the office shelves. These books contain the light that people need. May the Lord move upon many of our young men and women to enter the canvassing field as canvassing evangelists. By the canvassing work, the truth is presented to thousands that otherwise would not hear it. Our time for work is short. Many, very many, need the promptitude of the quickly in them to lead them to arouse and go to work. The Lord calls for workers just now. We need to feel the vivifying influence of the Holy Spirit as the disciples felt it on the day of Pentecost. Of their experience at that time, we read, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. Selfishness was expelled from the heart, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all." Why is there not now more diligent seeking of the Lord, that hundreds may be filled with the Holy Spirit, and may go forth quickly to proclaim the truth, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following? Our commission is to let the light shine forth everywhere from the press. By the printed page, the light reaches the isolated ones, who have no opportunity to hear the living preachers. This is most blessed missionary work. Canvassers can be the Lord's helping hand, opening doors for the entrance of the truth. Let Christian youth be selected to handle the books containing present truth. Youth who have no religious experience should not be accepted as canvassers for our books, because they cannot properly represent the precious truth to be presented. To send such youth into the canvassing field is unjust to them and to the Lord's work. This is a sacred work, and those who enter it should be able to bear witness for Christ. The youth who go into this work should be connected with those older in experience who, if they are devoted to God, can be a great blessing to them, teaching them in the things of God and showing them how best to work for Him. If the youth will work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, they will know by experience that God is working with them to will and to do of His good pleasure. Not only men, but women can enter the canvassing field, and canvassers are to go out two by two. This is the Lord's plan. I am instructed to encourage decided efforts to secure helping hands to do missionary work, to give Bible instruction, and to sell books containing present truth. Thus, skillful work may be done in hunting for souls. Young men, your help is called for. Make a covenant with God by sacrifice. Take hold of His work. He is your sufficiency. Be strong, yea, be strong. Ellen G. White.